Hi, I'm Corinne Dahm from the Face of Pro-Life, and today I am speaking with Sean Carney, the campaign director for 40 Days for Life. Sean, it's so great to have you here to fire up our troops. Could you tell the people who don't know what 40 Days for Life are, what 40 Days for Life is?
40 Days for Life is a campaign that started in Texas as a grassroots effort to end abortion. It consists of 40 days of prayer and fasting to end abortion, 40 days of community outreach, gathering churches and the community members together to pray for an end to abortion, and a constant 40-day peaceful vigil outside of abortion clinics. And this campaign started in Texas and over the last year has spread to 139 cities and 45 states. And this fall, we're excited that 177 cities in 47 states are right now simultaneously praying, fasting, and peacefully being present at abortion clinics across the country, including here in Norwich.
So this is our Norwich campaign. This is our second year that we've been doing this, and it's just been such a blessing to us, and we really want to thank you guys for inviting us to do this. But you're here in Norwich, and you've been traveling all over the country. What have you found in your travels?
As I've traveled around and spoken to groups across the country, we've seen just an excitement, whether it's hot or cold. 40 Days for Life empowers people on a local level to go to where the problem of abortion is, which is not in the Supreme Court and not in the halls of Congress, but in our local communities. And they are realizing through 40 Days for Life and other efforts that they're the local solution to the abortion holocaust. And we've seen clinic workers leaving their jobs. We've seen over 300 saves as of today, day 29 of the campaign. Over 300 babies have been saved, post-abortive women finding healing. So we've also seen a revival in the midst of the pro-lifers. It's a very powerful thing to come to one of these clinics to pray and to witness to the people who work at these clinics, to the people who are using these abortion facilities, and show them that they do have a choice. They do not have to have an abortion.
And absolutely. I know here in Norwich, Connecticut, there are so many people who live in this neighborhood, work in this neighborhood, work in these buildings that do not realize that abortion is being done in the building behind us. And so they've been very thankful for us for being here. And it's just been such a blessing to be out here and meet the people of like-minded. So what do you guys hope to accomplish with the 40 Days for Life in general?
Just what you said, that make people realize that abortion is a local problem. In many of these clinics, here we're in a beautiful neighborhood in Connecticut, they don't even know this is an abortion clinic. And the presence calls attention to the clinic. And then it calls attention, obviously, to the reality of abortion, what goes on inside those walls, inside those doors. And so our goal is to continue to bring in the large amount of new people that have entered the pro-life movement through 40 Days for Life, to keep them continuing coming back, and to let them know that despite what happens in a judicial appointment or in an election, that there is hope, because there's always hope in Christ. We just have to be willing to bring Him to the sidewalks and allow Him to work miracles.
And that's the thing that drew me most to the 40 Days for Life. It's pretty much that you're just throwing your hands up to heaven and saying, God, it's all in your hands, because, we are only human, we've tried everything, and we just can't do it. So that is the beauty of the 40 Days for Life. I really want to thank you for joining us here, and continue blessings on your travels throughout the country. Thank you for joining us. And come on down to 12 K Street in Norwich and join our prayer vigil. You won't regret it.